camera, but
how about you describe somebody who can't take a joke without him getting, you know, losing his temper?
And I had a fellow that worked for me one time that way. Now, he could just hit the daylights out of you, but don't turn the joke on him, because he couldn't take it. Well, I don't know exactly what you would call them. He's just he's a counter, but he don't, and he's a don'ter.
I know what I do.
He can kid you, but don't kid me. So I don't know what would actually be the correct name for that.
Okay, would you say he's touchy, or
he's touchy? He can't take it.
Okay.
Pass it out, but he can't take it.
Okay. Okay. What happens when you try to give it back to him? What do you do?
Oh, he fly up, get mad.
Yeah. Okay. What might you tell him to
I know what I told my man. I just said, come right on back in my office. Back then, I talked to him. He was a good fella. Oh boy, dead and gone, but he was a good man. Soldier from World War I. That guy said, now, Mac, I says, I like you. And I hope you like me. But now, listen, old boy. You left the kid folk. And if you, you left to pass it out, but if you can't take it when it's handed back to you, don't never kid another man on this job. As long as you're here. I said, does that stick with you? He said, yep. I said, all right. Now, if you can't, oh, he said, now, Elmer, he said, I just flew off a little bit too quick there a while ago. He said, I know you was kidding me. And he said, I passed it out to you pretty strong a few times. I said, yes, that's one thing that I forbid my men to do. If they wanted to kid me, why kid me? It was all right. It was where I drew the line. Don't never bring your family into it. Never bring your family into any kidding or discussion of anything like that. Don't do that. So he said, all right. And he stayed with me until he died.
Would you ever tell him to keep calm?
Yeah, just calm it down, boy. Calm it down. Cool it.
Okay. If you've been working very hard, you say you're very what?
Tired.
Okay. How have you been working very, very hard?
I'm
okay, sure. Then you might say you're completely what?
Exhausted.
Okay. Okay, if a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you might say last night he
slept in a draft there, and now he's sneezing, catching a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you say?
His bronchial tube.
And what would he, what else might you say?
Well,
he's kind of hoarse?
Yes, he's hoarse. Out of order this morning, and he's hoarse.
Okay. what if it was real bad, what we start doing?
Well, the best thing to do is, I know what I do. I go take an Alka-Seltzer. I believe in Alka-Seltzer. And you can't tell me what they contain.
Probably not. I mean,
they contain an analgesic of sodium acetyl salicylate. You can't say it.
Which means aspirin.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I believe in my Alka-Seltzer. I can break a cold up for anything. It could take two every 2 hours and a half till I take eight. And it'll be gone.
Really?
It'll be gone. I bet on my Alka-Seltzer, yes, I sure do.